KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock and get out on the water.
Someone says, who has a bigger season, Benton beating Bryant in the Salt Bowl or if the Hogs win five games?
Ooh. I don't know.
Who has a bigger season?
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone could have a bigger win.
I mean, yeah, is there a season now? I don't think it is. If you're Brad Harris, you're like, well, that's one win. It's not even a conference win. Yeah. It's just something that's, you know, I gave a speech, Roger, to the Benton Bryant teams the other day, or representatives there at the Salt Bowl luncheon, and I gave the story. I said, did you know my favorite football win of my entire career was not beating number one Texas 42-11, which not many people get to beat a number one college team. It was beating the Choctahatchee Indians in my senior year over in Fort Walton Beach. They were the kings, and we knew that we were never going to accomplish. We would never, you know, we weren't the guys until we beat them. They were the studs. They had the biggest dudes. They had 10,000 fans. They would scream like crazy. They had this cheer, and we beat them like 15-13, and we stood around the center, took some of the grass off the field, and it changed the projection of our program forever. That's my favorite win. So for Benton Bryant, I was just saying, you know, these are the games that you can remember now. I guarantee you those Benton guys will never forget that game. What a gutsy comeback. They're down by 28.
Oh, no, it's not just the win. It's how they won.
Yeah, they I didn't know.
42-14, I guess, how much
time was left?
It
was,
or at the end of the third quarter.
42-14?
Yeah, so.
It was over with if you were watching that game. That'd be probably a lot of people left.
It was a 28-point deficit they erased in the final.
And I love the fact they knew they were going to go for two if they tied it, and they did the Philly special. And the Bryant defensive end almost made the play, came up and forced the receiver who threw the pass to the quarterback, had to barely get it away. So, yeah, those guys will remember that one forever. Other, Roger, you mentioned, I remember seeing a Sheridan. It looked like Sheridan scored 70.
I didn't see that. I couldn't find that one.
Or, yeah, against Whitehall.
And I didn't see it. Roger said PA got beat. Hanley, did you see that score?
Did you see that? If I wrote it down.
I know Conway won big.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. And it said it looked like the team 63-13. Is that correct? Was there a team named Melissa?
Is it Melissa?
That's what it looked like to me.
And they won. They beat PA.
I'm looking at this thing.
And of course, Anthony Lucas is at Fayetteville. You were asking about.
I couldn't see Fayetteville, but I couldn't see the Sheridan game either. So I don't know if I'm looking at the right stuff or not. I thought I was because I got the Bryant score, the Benton score. I got the Hot Springs, my Hot Springs Trojans going down bigly. 46-13 to Greenbrier.
Trey Shapp says, I heard the stringer for the Democrat Gazette left the Salt Bowl thinking it was over. I would have too. If it was 42-12,
like in the fourth quarter. Yeah.
Hey, Todd, what's the rule on that as the journalist that you are working for the Democrat Gazette? If you're writing a line, I mean, do you usually stay through the whole game or do you go ahead and just get out of there when it's that score?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
I was just saying that you work for the Democrat Gazette. Someone said that Trey said the stringer for the Democrat Gazette left the softball thinking it was over. I said I probably would have left too if it was 42-14 in the second half. What's the rule? Do you normally stay through the whole game, or do you win the score?
Never mind. I have no idea.
I just completely. sorry,
threw the curveball.
Well, I mean, you mentioned it earlier. They're a touchdown away from.
The mercy rule.
So that would have made a guy go, hey, you know, it's probably going to be a good deal. But you know what? To get back. Get back to the office first didn't work.
A couple of birthdays we'll get to later today, Roger. I saw that G.D. Spradlin having a birthday today. Not many people know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great, hateable character. He was in The Godfather. He was in what's the movie that I love the most, Roger, that he's in? I'll stick that
One-on-one.
Robbie Benson?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
oh, my
mm-hmm.
gosh. He's the mean coach, and Robbie Benson gets him at the end. And
he's I almost get a couple of guys mixed up. So he's that guy. He was also,
North Dallas 40.
Exactly. He played coach in that one.
Godfather Part 2.
He was a senator.
He was. He was a senator that shook down.
That's exactly right.
Michael Corleone.
I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you what you're going to do for me.
Give me an answer now, Senator.
Oh, my gosh. This is one of the most intense things.
It's great. And then you got him later. But I always get him confused every now and then with the dude that played, who was the actual military guy in Full Metal Jacket. I get it, you know, the guy that plays the sergeant there.
Yes.
He also played the preacher, I think, that hung himself in Mississippi Burning or whatever.
Okay.
Not GD. A different guy.
A couple other ones real quick, too. Richard Gere, and I'm going to go to Chris on this. What did Richard Gere do? And, of course, Officer and a Gentleman, Pretty Woman, and then Looking for Mr. Goodbar. But I was going to say American Gigolo. What did he do in American Gigolo that was really a first for mainstream movies?
Well, I haven't seen the movie.
I don't expect you. I thought you're too young.
So I'm sitting here trying to figure out, did he show something a little too much?
He showed something.
Did he show that the other main actors historically had not done?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't know what he was. I thought he was going to go personal.
He showed frontal nudity.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Which is the high school you beat. Yeah, that was a big deal. It was a big deal at that point. Like,
was it a big deal?
I don't know if it was big or not, but it was a big deal. So, okay, Richard.
Well, I'm not Googling it. I don't need that
virus. We'll come back and hear Roger's song, Song of the Week, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. We'll do that each half hour to get this week started off. Tomorrow, Bruce James is back. Darren McFadden will be on Tuesdays now, Roger. Going to move John Daly to Thursdays and move some things around.
Walt Coleman's coming back. I mean, I know he has missed us.
You make the call.
Right. Glad you're with us. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Judd Deere, who's on the Board of Trustees, said, you know, the last time Benton beat – he's on the Board of Trustees right now. Think about this. Last time Benton beat Brian in the Salt Bowl, I was a senior at Benton. That's how long it's been.
George Bush president at that time?
Yeah. Wow.
We'd have to go back and look. 27 years. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Lord have mercy. All right, don't go away. 645.